Here's a thought about your very best. And I suppose I should include myself in this, so it's really about our very best. Because it leads to an interesting question, a conundrum that's worth thinking about. Imagine for a moment that some important personage asked to see your very best work. Maybe it's a museum director or a gallery or a publisher. But whoever it is, they've asked to see your very best work. What would you show them? Can you draw up a list of images that you think would be your very best? And what criteria would you use to judge your very best? Would you show them your most popular images? That is to say, maybe your best sellers? Would those represent your very best work? Or would you show them your personal favorites? The work you've produced that you like the best? And by the way, when will you have made that judgment? Right after you made them? Or 10 or 20 years later when they've survived the test of time? Would you show them the latest project that you've just completed? Because most of us are really excited about the work we're doing now, and maybe less excited about the work that we did earlier on in our career. Another way to ask that question is, what's the relationship between being the best work you've done and the most enthusiasm you have at the moment? Would you show them your safe work? Not the risky stuff, not the gamble stuff, not the far-out stuff. But maybe you would. Maybe you'd show them your innovative and daring work. And even though that work may not be at all like the rest of the work you've done, maybe that's the work you'd show them because it would be most unlike any other photographer. So rather than consider this as a series of theoretical questions, let's get pragmatic. What work would you show if someone asked to see your very best work? And how does beauty being in the eye of the beholder play into this question? Work that you might judge as your very best work might not at all connect with them. And so, does the whole concept of your very best work simply dissolve into sort of a meaningless way to categorize what you've produced? As much as I'd like not to admit this, I think this is a very pragmatic question. Because all the time, we're having to make these kinds of decisions. What images do you put on your website? Which images do you put in your blurb book? Which images do you submit to Lenswork for possible publication or any of the other photography magazines? Which images do you hang in your house? Which images do you send to your gallery? Most photographers I know have lots and lots and lots of completed, finished work that they like. But you can't show everything. You have to make some discriminating decisions somewhere along the line. Which takes us back to the question, how do you judge what is your very best work? And if you leave it to someone else by, I don't know, saying to the gallery owner, pick whichever pieces you want to hang on your exhibition, and you let them make that determination, will they necessarily choose your very best work? They will, but according to their criteria of what is your very best work. I'm not sure this is an answerable question. I know for me, I've had in my mind's eye a list of my very best work, but it's changed radically over the years, especially over the decades. So does that make it an unanswerable question? The only approach to this knotty little problem that occurs to me is just keep producing your work and let the chips fall where they may. And valuative judgments about what your best work is probably unanswerable in the aggregate, even though it may be possible for whoever you're showing the work to as an individual to make a selection of what's their favorite, which you can do with your own work too. But understanding that that might very well change over time, spreading doubt about the very concept of our very best work.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.